Thanks very much, Ray. Good afternoon on this Friday afternoon. We are live from down the road. Actually, we're live from Lansdowne Road. And the reason we're here is because tonight, the Taylor Swift Eras Tour comes to the Aviva Stadium. Three nights this weekend, 150,000 fans will bop along, sing along, chant along to Taylor Swift this weekend. And we're here to soak up the atmosphere. Now, you're saying to yourself, Ray, not an hour and a half of Taylor Swift. Well, we thought, right, firstly, the energy involved in the fanship of Taylor Swift is a very positive, loving energy. And we're going to tap into that, and we're going to give you a window into the world of the Taylor Swift fan. Hello, there's sequins everywhere, isn't there? And there's hats, cowboy hats everywhere, and I've seen 87 on the shirts. That's the boyfriend, isn't it? 87 on the shirts, the boyfriend, yes. So in the Roadcaster today, we'll have people who will tell you that there's going to be an earthquake. Yes, an earthquake around here this weekend because of the noise that would be generated by the fans in the Aviva Stadium. We will have somebody who will tell you that, yes, there may be an eighth cousin of Taylor Swift living in this country. And I wondered, did they get tickets? And we'll have Conor Pope in, and he knows a thing or two about the finances of you, me, and of Taylor Swift. And he'll be telling us why that mayors and all sorts of politicians all over the world have canvassed to have Taylor Swift concerts in their towns and cities. This particular tour started last March in New Jersey, March of 2023, and it's continuing on. And I think there's five more gigs in Wembley. It's very busy, very busy. So to kick us off, this is great. You're going to love this. We have the new Brass Kings. We have Kev on trumpet, Mason on tenor sax, Adam on trombone, Gavin on alto sax, Yuri on sousaphone, and Fiacre is making it all happen on the drums. See that? Yeah. Okay. We're going to kick it off with Shake It Off. One, two, three, and... Woo! Applause, that was brilliant. The new Brass Kings and their version of Shake It Off. Thanks so much, lads. Newbrasskings.com, and they're available for weddings, christenings, 21sts, and any sort of corporate event you might be having. The new Brass Kings, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, 5 o'clock is when the gates open in the Aviva Stadium today, and we reckon that Taylor Swift, who's in the country from yesterday afternoon, will be on stage at about 7 o'clock. That's what they're saying. Sinead Niulacon is out and about meeting the Swifties. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Ray, from just outside Gate D, where the Swifties have gathered already. You said there that the gates don't open until 5 p.m. They've been queuing since about 2 p.m. and some people have been here even longer than that. But a queue has formed. I asked somebody earlier on, I said, why aren't they shoving her? You know, is there any competitiveness to get to the top of the queue? And they said, no, because we're Swifties. And there is an atmosphere. You are certainly dealing with the Swifties here. It's just so calm, so lovely. People are making friendship bracelets. There are cowboy boots to beat the band. There are sequins, sparkles, you name it. It's so nice. Just off Lansdowne Road here with a view of the Aviva Stadium where Taylor will be tonight.
Great.
And 50,000 fans or so.
Wow. Now, Sinead, you, I know, are not a Swiftie.
I don't mind her songs.
Are you becoming a Swiftie? Is it rubbing off on you?
I think I'm becoming a Swiftie from hanging out with these people. There's just such a really nice buzz and everyone is so kind and caring and encouraging and enthusiastic. And I think that that's what comes across when you listen to Taylor Swift in interviews, when you see her on stage as well. There's just a very nice openness and a caring attitude to her. So yes, I am quickly, swiftly becoming a Swiftie myself, or a Tay Tay fan.
We have a Swiftie in studio with us in the Roadcaster today. Our producer in charge, Niamh Hassell, who has a daughter who's a big Swiftie, and she has become a Swiftie by default. And you're here, Niamh, to translate anything I may not understand.
I am your official Swiftie translator.
Okay,
right.
Great.
I am down with the kids.
Yes.
I know all the chants,
yes.
All the phrases,
okay.
All the eras.
So I've seen a number of people wearing red vests with the number 87 on it. Just explain that to me.
The number 87 refers to Travis Kelce, Ray. And Travis Kelce is the boyfriend and partner of Taylor Swift. And he plays for the Kansas Chiefs, who have just won the Super Bowl.
He has just
appeared on stage with her in Wembley, which was a massive
deal. Right.
And his brother Jason Kelce and his wife Kylie was in the crowd.
Yes. Now, your top is lovely, sequined. And sequined is the order of the day for a lot of people here. I'm looking around. There were two ladies dancing to the new Brass Kings. They were in sequins. A lot of that. There's a lot of hats. Is there a different hat for different albums?
No, so the 22 hat is the most pivotal hat that you need to know about. It's a bowler hat, Ray.
Yes. Sorry.
It's given away to one lucky audience member a night, which is selected by Andrea, who is Taylor Swift's mom.
Aha, and she travels on the tour.
She travels on the tour on Taylor's private jet with her.
Now listen, if you're listening at home, there will be a quiz at the end, so pay attention. No, there won't be. But there's so much information, and it is impossible for me to tell any of those fans out there anything they don't know about Taylor Swift.
Nothing.
Really.
Nothing. Like, I mean, there's nothing I can probably tell them either, you know, because my daughter's like, do you know her mother's middle name?
Well, no.
Well, I do now.
Right.
It's Andrea Gardner Swift.
And would you, Sinead, know Taylor Swift's mother's middle name?
No, but I do know actually. I know Taylor Swift's middle name.
Go on.
It's Alison. Well, I read that this morning.
Congratulations.
Do I get a prize?
Now,
do I get a ticket?
There are people queuing there, Sinead, to get in first so that they're closest to the stage. That's the idea.
Yes. That's the idea. Mm-hmm.
And you spoke to some of them. They're from all over the world.
They're from all over the world. And they've been here. Like, I got down here maybe at about 10 a.m. I know I said that they've only been queuing maybe from 2 p.m. at Gate D, but they've been hanging around for the last few hours. And the first person I met, well, she didn't have too far to travel. She's from Dublin, and her name is Angela.
She's just a girl's girl, and she's here, and she's such a feminist, and she fights for what she loves. Her music is incredible. Like, the first song I ever learned on guitar was a Taylor Swift song. That's the reason I'm here. I've been a fan of her since I was 8 years old. I'm 22 now. So a long time.
What was the song, the first song you learned?
Our song. So it's from her very first album. Our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window.
Woohoo! Go Angela.
Go, Angela. What would you say the average age is?
The average age, I'm going to say it could be around 18, roughly, possibly. I'm not good with sums. Maybe 20, because there are quite a few parents here as well with their children. I can see a mother with possibly two daughters, and they're holding up a sign next to me here looking for tickets for tonight's concert. So it's not only people who have tickets who are wandering around Lansdowne Road, but those who are looking for concert tickets as well.
We may have tickets. And here's the thing, Sinead. They're telling me that there is a secret special guest coming to the Roadcaster at about 4:15. They won't tell me who it is. Like, who would you... Like, you'd be thinking, wouldn't you? You'd be thinking one person, wouldn't you? We're so close and they're here and...
And where is she? She has to be in Dublin at this stage.
Well, she's here since yesterday. Okay, who else did you meet?
Well, I met Erica and her two children, Ainsley and Poppy, and they had travelled all the way from North Carolina.
We have to share. That's the thing. The friendship bracelets are a must when you're at Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right?
If you don't have them, it's like, what are you doing?
I have none.
Oh, no. Should we give her a bracelet?
Yeah.
No way. Which one are you going to give me, Poppy?
I'll give you this one.
Oh.
This is Calm Down.
We have all the songs on our bracelets.
Yeah, we have Lover, Red, Style,
and all the albums.
Yeah, it's like everything.
Will you be sad to give them away, or is that part of the experience?
It's part of the experience.
Yeah. I hopefully will get some Dublin ones. I want some Irish friendship bracelets if we can get some.
Now, Sinead, Niamh knows the concept behind the friendship bracelet. Niamh.
Yeah, it's from a song from the Midnights album, Ray. You're on your own, kid. Right. And then the line from the song is, make the friendship bracelets, take the moment and taste it. So this is something that fans do. They take this line from Taylor Swift's song and they do something creative with it. And you hear all the fans of Taylor Swift are so creative. They're making costumes for months for this. They're planning them out. They're sticking sequins onto things. There's diamantes all over the house. I have beads all over my house.
And you were up all night making a friendship bracelet for all the guests today, and you made one for me.
It's
lovely, Sinead. It says Railer. See what she Railer as opposed to Taylor. Railer, yes.
So, nice work, Niamh.
I wonder when that special secret guest comes along at 4:15. Will they be impressed by that?
Yeah.
Who else did you meet?
Well, I met a family, the Davis family from outside of Boston, Chloe and Nick, and their parents, Quentin and Jennifer.
I signed everyone in my family up for a different country. We got the Ireland access code.
Nick, who's the biggest fan out of the lot of you?
I mean, that's a close call. Probably my sister, and then my mom, and then probably me and my dad. But we're all pretty big fans. I think we all know all of the lyrics, all of her songs.
Okay, let's put it to the test. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Invisible string, give me a line or two.
There was some invisible string tying you to me.
Well,
10 out of 10.
Sorry, I'm not much of a singer.
A family who go to Taylor Swift concerts know the lyrics of all her songs. There's hundreds, is there? Hundreds of songs?
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah. Sure, no. 46 songs tonight alone, isn't it?
Yeah. Rusty. You met Rusty from the Philippines.
I'm very excited. Like, my excitement is through the roof. It's just up there.
Your outfit is up there as well.
So my outfit is inspired by Taylor Swift's Red Tour. She wears the similar thing. Like, it's a ringmaster. It's very glittery. My outfit came from Philippines, so I had it delivered here in Dublin. Yeah. It took like 1 week to tailor my outfit.
To tailor your Taylor Swift outfit.
Hey. Taylor, my Taylor Swift outfit. Great pun there. Yeah. Hopefully she got to see me.
Great pun there. Well done, Sinead. Congratulations, Cohorticus.
Bada boom, bada bing. Thank you kindly.
But I have to say, there is a very positive energy around the place, isn't there?
There certainly is, and everyone is happy to talk. I know usually I go out looking for people to chat to me, doing vox pops, and usually people are very open, but today nobody said no to me. Nobody said no. Yeah, move on. Not at all. Everyone wants to talk. Everyone wants to tell me what their favourite song is, what their favourite album is, what's written on their friendship bracelets, how long they spent making their costumes, and why they're here.
Hannah and her parents did.
Because it's my birthday.
Happy birthday! What a present to get to go and see Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
When Hannah's at home, is she the biggest fan? Is she listening to her the entire time?
In the car, every day, isn't it? In the car. Can we listen to Taylor Swift? Yeah. Can we listen to Taylor Swift?
And are ye Swifties as a result?
Definitely, yes. We know every word now.
We know all the words. I know all the words of All Too Well at this stage.
So what surprise songs are you looking forward to, or would you love to hear?
Mr. Perfectly Fine. Oh, Mr. Perfectly Fine. How's your heart after breaking my eye?
Oh, Hannah!
Now, Steve referenced All Too Well, Niamh. What's that reference?
So All Too Well is a 10-minute song, Ray, that Taylor performs. As if performing 46 songs in one concert in 3.5 hours isn't enough, she stands up and does this 10-minute song. And it back references, so the fans were the ones that wanted this song.
Right.
Now, from my memory of it, I don't know what information was shoved out of my head for this information to go in, but there was a short movie that was released and this song was behind
right.
it. And then the fans called out for Taylor to release this 10-minute version of her song, and she delivered.
Of course she did.
Now, in London, in Wembley, on the last night that she played, a bug flew into her mouth while she was standing on stage.
A bug?
Yeah. Flew into her mouth. And she's such a trooper, Ray, that she continued on. And in the middle of it, she went, "I swallowed a bug," while she was playing her guitar. So
that'll be a song on her next album.
She powered
I swallowed
through.
A bug.
I swallowed a bug.
I don't know why I swallowed a bug. well done, Steve. And no, but on a serious note, what a great thing to do with your daughter and the rest of your family. Learn lyrics to tell.
It forms a connection, you know, because like I always made a promise that whatever music my daughter was into, I would get into it so I could connect with her through it.
And
actually, Taylor's a very positive person to have connecting through that.
And Rachel and Michelle, are they mother and daughter?
Mother Sinead? And daughter. And when I saw them coming towards me, my God, they looked amazing and they were full of chat. They came from Navan in County Meath.
I'm going as Ivy today. It's my favourite song.
You actually have Ivy on your costume.
I have Ivy, yeah, wrapped around. €8 dress from the charity shop. Really excited, going for the 3 nights.
3 nights? Tell us about your outfit.
Well, my outfit is the Midnight Elf. I got this dress in the charity shop for €8, and the sequences and the fringing was put on by my son. The boots I had, put some glitter on them, and happy days, I'm going to be shaking it all off.
So your son was busy making the costumes as well.
Absolutely, because they're going for the 3 nights, so they have costumes for every night. The whole house is just full of thread and sewing machines.
They've been doing it for the past 3 weeks now.
Now, there you go, Rachel and Michelle. I've seen a number of t-shirts, but Daddy, I Love Him. Is that a...
That's a song.
Oh, that's a song, right.
Yes.
That's a song as well. Sorry,
yes.
Right. Niamh is here, producer in charge, but today she's translating any Taylor Swift references. So if you have any questions about Taylor Swift or anything you might have heard that you don't understand, 51551 ray@rte.ie, and Niamh will be so happy to answer your questions. Now, you've Sam there, Sinead.
Yes, I certainly do. Now, this is a very interesting story. Have you heard about the tradition of the Eras jacket?
No.
Travelling jacket, I should say. Well, it's this jacket that has been doing the rounds. And the tradition is that a fan wears it to a concert and then passes it on to another fan for the next concert and so on and so forth. But Sam is here especially, she's from New Jersey, but she came here especially from London today to pass on the jacket to the next fan who will be attending the Taylor Swift concert here in the Aviva in a few hours' time. And she's by my side, Sam Famulare.
Hi,
hello,
Ray.
Sam Famulare. Famulare, oh.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
Good. I got to Dublin yesterday morning, and it's been amazing so far. I even went to Temple Bar last night and ended up bumping into Taylor Swift's lead guitarist, Paul. So it's been an amazing experience so far.
Yeah, and you're from New Jersey, and this... The journey of this jacket that you gave to a fan yesterday started in New Jersey.
Yeah, so it that was a coincidence that it started in New Jersey too. The owner of Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy, started the tradition at the Taylor Swift show in New Jersey. And I was the fan lucky enough to get selected when I attended the show in London for night 3 at Wembley. And I'm living and working over in England, so that's why I was at the London show. And when I got selected and wore it to the show at Wembley, I then got the opportunity to fly to Dublin yesterday, so then I could pass the jacket on to the fan who got selected for tonight's show in Dublin.
Okay,
so the jacket's been all over the world.
So Dave made this jacket. Well, he didn't make it, but he put all the albums on the back of it. All the albums that are featured on the Eras tour, right? He came up with this notion that a different fan would wear it at every concert on this Eras tour. Is that's it?
Yeah, so he started the trend. So he wore it when he went to his Taylor Swift show in New Jersey. And then he started the trend that a fan would then get it for each concert. So the jacket's been to Tokyo, it's been to Singapore, it's been to Australia, and now it's in Dublin. It smells better than you think it would. But it's been amazing, and it's amazing that all the Taylor Swift fans have made this jacket into what it is.
And Sam, where will it end up, and what happens when this tour is over?
I'm not sure where it will end up, but I know it's already been arranged to go to Germany for Taylor Swift shows, and then
I think continues. The other question I have for you is, how were you selected? How were you selected?
So I was selected. So there's an Instagram page called at Dave's Eras Jacket, and which a lot of fans follow, and I followed it. And I was just commenting on their post, and a fan who was going to London Night 2 show saw my comment and decided to pick me. So a part of the tradition is that the fan who gets to wear it gets to decide the fan to give it to. And a lot of times you just receive loads of messages from different fans of why they want the jacket, how important Taylor Swift is to them, and you just have to decide. So I was able to pick a fan. And I gave it to her last night, actually, at Temple Bar.
Okay, and why did you pick her?
She was just saying how much of a fan Taylor Swift was, and how much she had been following this Eras jacket around, and that she was going to the Dublin Night One show.
Right.
So,
okay. Final question for you, Sam. Does Taylor Swift know that this jacket exists?
I hope so, but the fact that we met, the fact that I met her lead guitarist last night and got a photo with him with the jacket, it's one step closer to maybe her knowing that this jacket exists.
And imagine it ends up with her and she touches it and you've worn the jacket that Taylor Swift touched. Wow.
Yeah.
Sam, listen, enjoy the rest of your stay. I know you're not going tonight, but you're going in Wembley later on the tour. Lovely talking to you, Sam.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Ray, I have a group here. We wouldn't be able to say goodbye without maybe a line or two from a Taylor Swift song. What do you think? I have Betsy by my side, and she is leader of the pack, and she's going to start us all off.
Yes. Okay, do you know the lyrics to the Cruel Summer Bridge? Prove it! Woo! I'm drunk in the back of the car, and I cry like a baby coming home from the bar. But it wasn't true. I don't want to keep secrets just to keep you. And I snuck in through the garden gates every night that summer just to seal my fate. Oh, I'll scream for whatever it's worth. I love you, ain't that the worst thing you ever heard? You look so grinning like a devil, it's you.
Woo!
Yay! Well done. Thank you very much. Thanks, Sinead, for the moment. Quick commercial break from Lansdowne Road. Back, we're here on Lansdowne Road in the Roadcaster, and we're here because tonight is the first night of the Taylor Swift Eras Tour in Dublin. Three gigs, 55,000 or thereabouts each night, so do the maths on that. And people are arriving already in their sequins and their hats, and they're waving, and there's boots there as well, there's cowboy boots as well. And what I've noticed, the thing that struck me so far, is the number of families. It's mothers and daughters and dads and mainly daughters, but there's dads and there's mothers. We have Fiona O'Mahony, who knows a thing about families, thing or two about families. She's the head of Irish Family History Centre at EPIC. She's going to tell us very shortly why somebody in this country may be an eighth cousin of Taylor Swift. We have Eleanor Dunn here as well. Eleanor is from the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, and she's going to tell us that there's going to be an earthquake because the fans are going to make so much noise over the weekend. And before all that, we have Cleona Hagen and Simon. Hello, Cleona. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Ray?
Good to see you.
Brilliant to see you, as always.
And now, you must be a fan.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Taylor Swift, like right back in the day when she started with her country music, and of course, how she's progressed through to pop music. She's just brilliant, and she's really broken down so many barriers, and I've always looked up to her as a woman in music as well. I think she's brilliant. So. Yeah.
And you're going to sing a couple of Taylor Swift songs for us. Now, we were talking to Sinead and some of the fans and Niamh about the friendship bracelets, and Niamh stayed up into the early hours of the morning to make friendship bracelets for all our guests. So for ye two,
oh my goodness,
ye two lovebirds,
yay,
there's one, that's yours, the bigger one is for you, Simon. That says story, And this one's for you, Cleona, and it says
so
love, love story.
Thank you so much, Niamh. Oh, love story. Oh my goodness, I absolutely love it. Do you know what? I think we should do that song.
There you go, cue, right? Cue song, love story.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony of summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the clouds and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said, stay away from Juliet. And I was crying on the staircase, begging you, please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. So I sneak out to the garden to see you. We keep quiet cause we're dead if they knew. So close your eyes, escape this town for a little while. Cause you were Romeo, I was a scarlet letter, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet. But you were everything to me, I was begging you please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. Romeo, save me. They're trying to tell me how to feel. This love is difficult, but it's real. Don't be afraid, we'll make it out of this mess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. I got tired of waiting, wondering if you were ever coming around. My faith in you was fading when I met you on the outskirts of town. And I said, Romeo, save me. I've been feeling so alone. I'll be waiting for you, but you never come. It's this in my head. I don't know what to think. He knelt to the ground and pulled out a ring and said, marry me, Juliet. You'll never have to be alone. I love you and that's all I really know. I talk to your dad, go pick out a white dress. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. Oh, 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 oh. Cause we were both young when I first saw you.
Oh. And she turned around and looked into his eyes.
Love story.
That was beautiful. And that's the song, you know, that the fans propose to if they're at a concert. Yeah.
So beautiful. Do you know what? That's actually my favourite Taylor Swift song.
Is it?
As soon as I heard that song way back in the day, I was like, oh, it just gave me hairs, goosebumps. I was just like, that's it.
It
that's
has
my
a
song.
Jack and Diane vibe about it,
really
it doesn't
is.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. It's I always saw them make an amazing duet, to be honest. Not that we're going to do it, right?
Why not? Can you? New thing.
It's just an idea.
Yeah, there you go. So you're going to stay with us, you're going to sing us out at the end of the.
For sure, yeah.
And they're telling me we have a secret surprise guest in the Roadcaster after 4 o'clock, so. Fingers crossed, friendship bracelets crossed. Fiona O'Mahony is here from EPIC, the Irish Immigration Museum, and she has found that Taylor Swift has Irish ancestry. That's very exciting, Fiona.
It is incredibly exciting, right? It really is.
Does she know?
Well, she knows about part of it, but we've actually discovered some more.
Right.
And just listening to that beautiful song there and saying we were both young and... her three times great grandparents, Frances Gwynne and Susan Davies, they met at the age of 21
right.
when they sailed on a ship called the Amy on the 15th of June, 1836, so 188 years ago.
Yeah.
Pretty much nearly.
I can hear a song already. I can hear a song. I know. There's a song in this, isn't there?
Yeah, yes. I think there just might be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Gosh.
So that's their. So her great great.
Her great 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 grandparents.
Yes, yeah. Right.
So they sailed, they were on the boat for 2 months and they sailed with different groups of friends. So she was with a group of she was a dressmaker with okay. a group of her girlfriends. He was a weaver with a group of his friends. And we know that because they shared their luggage. They put their luggage allowance together right. to sail. So they met on the ship, presumably fell in love on the ship. They were on it for 2 months, arrived in Philadelphia and then obviously got themselves set up. They married 3 years later. In 1839, they had six children, and of those six children, one Mary Gwynne, and she married a man called Douglas,
right.
and that is Taylor Swift's great-great-grandmother right. and grandfather.
Yeah, when you get into more than two greats, it gets a bit confusing, doesn't it? So, and I know it's when you go second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth cousin, that depends on the great, great, great that you share, isn't it? Mm, and that's
yeah,
it. And
yeah.
that's how Henry Healy ended up in Barack Obama's yes. eighth cousin.
Yeah, now, exactly.
Would there be somebody listening today who may be related distantly to Taylor Swift?
It's highly possible.
Yeah.
It's a slightly different. It's a more difficult process because of privacy issues.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't start
of
getting
course,
people's
of course. Yes, yes, yeah.
records. But yeah.
But if you were, you'd like to know because
you would.
Because it's difficult to get
yeah.
tickets and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, cuz. Hey, cuz. you don't want to be getting the tickets. You don't want to be getting
yeah.
the tickets. Yeah.
You know that VIP tent?
yeah, yeah. But she, and I was sort of half joking about the song, but she does write songs about everything because she's a lot of songs. Like she was going out with your man who was in the Sally Rooney adaptation mm-hmm. and they went to Glendalough and they picked up a pebble.
The pebble in Wicklow. She yes. mentions Wicklow.
Yes, yeah. that featured in yeah. the song. So definitely she's going to write about her great, 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 great.
Yeah, well, she wrote yes. about her grandmother, Marjorie, who was actually an opera singer.
Ah, Marjorie, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Was Marjorie, is she Irish, Marjorie?
Well, she would be, yeah, she's connected on...
Connected. We'll play a bit of that song, actually, Marjorie.
And if I didn't know better, I think you were listening to me now. If I didn't know better, I think you were still around.
That's Marjorie there. So have your people told her people? What would the
we
work?
We have contact. We got an artist, Lynn O'Neill, to do a beautiful images and illustrations of Frances and Susan's love uh-huh. story. And you can actually view that on the Epic website, epicchu.com, and you can actually download it for the Swifties if they want to download the poster. So we got that printed and we have given that, so hopefully that will be
right,
given
okay.
to her.
She must be getting all sorts of gifts, I'd say. You know, now, Eleanor Dunn from the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies. you are measuring on the Richter scale what level of earthquake the Taylor Swift concerts are going to create. Is that correct?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. So the idea kind of came about because last year in Seattle, there was a lot of kind of attention about how her fans had generated this earthquake. And then similarly, again, in Edinburgh, just recently, there was more reports that they'd generated another earthquake and it had been picked up 6 kilometres away. So this kind of led to the idea for my PhD, actually, to do this in Dublin, but on a quite a big scale. We're putting loads of instruments to measure ground vibrations around the Aviva Stadium. We're putting them quite close. So our closest one is about 30 metres away, and then we've got one that's like 10 kilometres uh-huh. away. So we're going to see how far the kind of shock waves generated from the concert radiate outwards of the Aviva Stadium.
Particular moments, I would imagine.
Yes, so there's definitely going to be songs which we can hopefully see that, oh, this song is the most popular. I mean, so for Edinburgh, Ready For It, Champagne Problems and Cruel Summer were the most
right.
popular songs.
And you would think, if you're talking earthquakes, that it would be...
Shake it up.
Play, 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 play,
Sorry. Thank you. Yeah, you would think it's that, but it's not. It's Cruel Summer. That's the most streamed Taylor Swift song on Spotify. I know these things. A quarter of a billion or maybe more. Maybe, think about a quarter of a billion. So what's the hypothesis? Because if you're doing research, you need to have a hypothesis, as in you. What do you think's going to happen?
Yes. So we think that, you know, seismic activity is definitely going to be created. We think so. What's generated from a concert is different from what you might think of as a typical earthquake. Mm. So a typical earthquake is like a sudden, sharp release of energy, whereas a concert, you know, it's continuous. I mean, this is 3.5 hours, so it's not going to be like an earthquake as such. It's going to be more of a continuous seismic activity, and then some songs are going to be proven peak. To be more popular.
Yes.
And more energetic with more seismic activity.
I don't know, in your research, have you come across, wasn't there a particular Garth Brooks concert somewhere in America?
Yes, it's happened at several different concerts where there's proven to be seismic activity that's generated.
What are the implications then?
So, I mean, the Aviva Stadium isn't going to come crashing down anytime
soon. That's good to hear.
Everyone living close by is perfectly safe.
Great. Don't panic.
So, I mean, it's even if every single fan jumped at exactly the same time, it still wouldn't generate an earthquake anywhere near as big enough.
That'd be good for your experiment.
Yeah.
Hello now, this is Taylor Swift. Eleanor Dunne has just been on to me. She's doing a bit of research. Yeah. If you could all jump at the same time there, that'd be great.
Exactly. That would be, I mean, if Taylor wanted to encourage that, I would like to see the results. But
now, speaking of results, will you come back and talk to us next week when you have the results?
Definitely.
I'd love to talk to you about that. That's great. And listen, seismic. There you go.
Thank you.
Bracelet. Like, Niamh, thank you so much, Niamh. Thank you. So a friendship bracelet for all of our guests. And because you didn't mention Derry, but you just, there is a connection, isn't there?
That's where the ship sailed from Derry to Philadelphia.
Yes, and so Derry girl, there you go.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
It's so lovely, isn't it? It's so lovely. Listen, Eleanor, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. Fiona, thanks for filling us in on Taylor Swift's genealogy. And Cleona and Simon, you're going to be back after 4 o'clock. Right now, you have to take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 o'clock, the gates will open in the Aviva Stadium, and as I speak to you, the crowds moving towards the Aviva are building up, and they'll be making their way down there. And then at 7 o'clock, their hero, their idol, will appear on stage, that being Taylor Swift, the first of three gigs here in Dublin as part of her Eras tour. Now, we have Music Anorak, and we have Taylor's cardigan here. Thanks very much, Niamh. So Conor Pope is here. He's a Taylor Swift fan dad. And Gabrielle Malone is here with a magnificent cardigan that she's knitted for Taylor Swift. Will we go to Gabrielle first? Conor, you don't mind? 100%. Good to see you. This is very unusual. You're not talking about, well, you would be talking about money, but it's not a Monday and we're not in the studio. So Gabrielle, tell us how this cardigan came about, and don't say you knitted it.
Well, about 3 months ago, Falch Ireland contacted me, and they wanted to mark Taylor Swift coming back to Ireland for the Eras tour, and also to make a garment that represented all the places she's been in and around Ireland, because she actually has been here quite a few times, not just for her concerts. So we decided to knit a cardigan that took inspiration from my own work and also from the cardigans she also releases herself, because she releases a cardigan every time an album releases.
How much are they?
Her cardigans, I think, are about 70 to 100 euro.
Right,
I'm not sure.
Okay. I won't ask you how much that would cost.
A little bit more.
And when you say we, it's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Yes. It's the royal we. Can I see it in all the story? Would you hold it up for me?
Yeah.
You may have seen this in the paper during the week. It's so will you describe it as if you were on a fashion type program?
Yeah, of course. So it is a oversized drop shoulder balloon sleeve patchwork cardigan. And it's got 7 different colours, and on the sleeves it's got crochet shamrocks.
Right.
And each pattern has a different texture as well as colour. So it's very much a conglomerate.
Is it bolero? Is it? It seems to be short. Bit. Yes.
Yeah, it's cropped slightly, but
cropped slightly,
be
but
a
not
bolero.
Bolero, right? No, no, no. See, I was pretending I knew what I was talking about. Okay, so what's the goal and what's a win in this situation for you?
So after this interview, we're actually going to drop it off at the Aviva, because I know Falcha Ireland has some contacts there. So. Right. We're going to try get it into her hands and, you know, hopefully she's seen out and about in it.
Okay. Yeah. And what would that mean for you? I know you, one of your cardigans or one of your knitting things have been spotted before with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. In the In Just Like That, which is the Sex and the City sequel.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I saw Taylor in it, like, there'd be one side as a brand owner that I'd be so proud of, but then another side as a Swiftie, I would just... Yeah, I'd be speechless.
Well, that's Connor Pope, Gabrielle, right? And he could probably put it into sort of euros and cent. Yeah. Because if you get endorsement from Taylor Swift for a product, it's huge, isn't it?
Listen, she's one of the biggest fan bases and follower bases on Instagram. So if she was to tweet, if post it on Instagram or whatever, it would be a massive, massive deal. I mean, big companies would be spending tens, if not hundreds of thousands of euro for that kind of profile. So, you know, fingers crossed.
But she knows that, doesn't she? She knows her power, obviously.
If there's one thing that Taylor Swift knows, it's the power she has and the capacity she has to make money. And she is really, really, really good at that.
Okay. And now, the only stat I know is that this tour started back in March in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And this is 103rd or something gig, is it?
That's right, yeah. 103rd, 104th, or right. Whatever it might be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's as a cultural moment, it's probably one of the biggest in the last 20, 30, 40 years, and possibly
really?
Ever. I mean, it's the first one...
Garth Brooks.
Oh, listen, she'd leave Garth Brooks in the Halfpenny Place. I mean, it's the first billion-dollar tour. She's the first billion-dollar pop star. She was the Time Woman of the Year, Time Person of the Year last year. She has completely redefined the music industry, and she has done it in a way that I think is just so hugely impressive. Because in times past, if you look back to the days of Elvis Presley, when he was effectively controlled by Colonel Parker, and then you look at the Beatles, and they lost control of all of their music, and all the way through history, the artists have been the ones who've been exploited to a degree. Now, they were super famous and they were super wealthy, but Taylor Swift has completely redefined it, because she lost the master tapes of her earlier recordings, and then she said, right, I'm not standing for that, and she went and re-recorded them all, and that's what the Taylor's version of all her albums are. And I think that's great, and I also think it's really impressive that she's made the $1 billion on the back of her art. So it's not like Mick Jagger is a very, very wealthy pop star, but an awful lot of his money would have come from investments and property and all these other things. Almost all of the money she's made from her songs. And I love the fact that she writes her own songs. I love the fact that the songs are incredibly complex, and also almost everything she writes is an earworm. So, for instance, she released The Tortured Poets Department, what, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I practically know the words to about 8 or 10 of the songs now. Now, part of that is as a result of my family and my children are particular Swifties. And actually, I saw Dad coming down the street there a few minutes ago, and his T-shirt said, I'm a Swiftie by choice, .. My daughter's choice. And I kind of love that, because I love the fact that my children have made me appreciate... Yeah. Taylor Swift, more than I would have.
Did they put the glitter on your cheeks as well?
100%. My daughter, who's sitting outside the Roadcaster now, put the glitter on my cheeks. My wife put the glitter on my hand. Yeah, yeah. I'm also wearing a little Taylor Swift bracelet from a Stony Batter jeweler.
And you have a number of friendship bracelets on.
Yeah. I have to say, some of these are a cheat.
Why?
They were bought.
Oh, right.
My daughter has made 40 of them.
Yes.
So she's not going to give me any of them, because she's saving them for the crowd inside.
Well, this is the real McCoy. Because we know that you're a fan of Nirvana, so it says Pope, and there's the smiley faces that are associated with Nirvana.
Isn't that just fantastic?
And cardigan, that's for you, Gabrielle. How many different stitches are on the cardigan?
There is about 8 different stitches in it.
Does everybody want to try it on? Do you know when you pass by a piano, you just clink, 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 or you pass by wet paint, you're, you know...
All touching it, yeah. Yes. A lot of people have tried it on.
Have they?
Yeah, and
right.
Actually...
Okay, you sort of have to, don't you?
Do you know what? You have to try it on.
Yes.
Can't, because I'm covered in glitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm covered in glitter.
I have to take this off, right. It's not made for me, but I'll just throw it on, just because... By coincidence, I'm wearing a colour that actually, you know, there's... It's a purple...
It actually goes very well.
Yeah, with it colour wise, isn't it? Yeah, I knew.
Never mind Taylor Swift. Once people say Ray Darcy wearing this.
Hell out. And actually, people can make their own Taylor Swift cardigan. We put the pattern up for free on.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's very good.
Thank you. We
have
it.
I love the balloon arms.
Do you like? Do you like? What do you think, Gabrielle? I'll be honest.
I think you look so stylish.
Yes.
I think Taylor will be jealous if she sees you in it.
Yeah. Now, would she ever, and has she ever, worn something on stage that she was gifted?
No, wouldn't be.
Yes, that wouldn't happen. You're not expecting that to happen because everything is organised within an inch of its life.
Locked down, exactly. Yes, but she's spotted out and about and people want to match her, they can find the pattern on discoverireland.ie.
That's a lovely thing too. Yeah. And GabrielleMaloneDesign.com for more of your work. So this is brilliant and it's only going to bring you to a bigger audience.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you know this, Connor. I was mentioning at the top of the show that politicians and mayors have canvassed for Taylor Swift to bring her tour to their town or city. What are the figures around it?
Well, I mean, if you look...
Like, say for Dublin, what difference is it going to make?
It depends. I mean, it could be anything from 50 to 70 million euros to 150 million euro. In the United Kingdom, they reckon the tour will have been worth around $1 billion. In the United States, they reckon it was worth around $5 billion. Mm. But it has to be said, there's question marks over all of those figures because the people who are going to the Taylor Swift concert would be spending money anyway. They just mightn't be spending the money on the Taylor Swift concert.
Yes.
And the other question mark that hangs over it, when people say, oh, it's worth X, Y, or Z to a local economy, a lot of the money that it generates is going into Taylor Swift's bank account. So it's leaving Ireland, it's leaving Switzerland, it's leaving the UK, and it's going to Taylor Swift. Because it's obviously the bulk of the money is generated
from
ticket sales.
They've booked out the Three Arena, the Point Theatre, whatever you call it, to sell merchandise.
I've never heard of that before. And I couldn't believe it. I saw it on Instagram yesterday. There was queues of people outside the Three Arena to buy the merch.
The only thing that sort of irks me just a little bit is that she is very fan orientated. They love her. It seems to be a two-way street. And yet you hear prices of €735 for certain tickets.
100%. And that is an issue. I mean, like, even if you take the movie, the Eras Tour movie, which is like gross $260 million. I mean, the price of the tickets was 1989. And she said,
cinema,
of course... Yeah. Then it was, that's because the year of my birth. But the 1989 also happened to be at least a fiver more expensive than a normal cinema ticket. So you're kind of thinking she is, to a degree, exploiting the fans by charging those kind of prices. But having said that, I mean, she is making money out of her art. And if people want to pay that money, we can't really stand in judgment of it.
You don't give your cardigans away for free.
No. The pattern, but not the cardigan.
I'm going to guess what your favourite Taylor Swift song is, and I'm going to play it for you. I'm wondering, Gabrielle, you might have an opinion on this. How much of it is strategic and premeditated, or do things happen by accident? You know, like, she has a song called Cardigan. Which came first? You know, the merchandising or the song?
The song.
Sure.
Yeah.
How do you
I am a big Swiftie.
Oh, you're right. Okay. You are. Right.
Yeah.
And you won't hear a bad word said about Taylor Swift.
I won't fight you. No, I won't.
fight. Yeah. Right, so I'll give you back that, and you can tell them that I wore it as well.
The value definitely went up after wearing it.
So who's you going tonight, Connor?
I'm going tonight, yeah. My family are standing outside the Roadcaster. By the way, this is a lifetime ambition achieved, because when I was about 7 years old, Larry Gogan came to a shopping centre near where I lived and we got to stand outside the Roadcaster, and I always dreamed of one day being in the Roadcaster. Look, here I am now.
Yes.
I made it, Mom. I made it.
Loving the show, coming from Lansdowne Road. Lots of interesting people and facts on Taylor Swift. Looking forward to trying to win the tickets later on. We have tickets to give away after 4 o'clock. We're at a lake. Everyone here is tuned in, hoping we'll win while waiting for our swimming class. Brian in Blackrock swapped his electric picnic tickets, his camper van ticket, and his camper van for Taylor Swift tickets for his daughters.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's true, but it's a good story. Gabrielle, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll have our fingers crossed that she gets it and she does something with it and it's on Instagram or something like that. And Connor, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah.
Enjoy the concert.
Thanks a lot, Will.
Quick.
Tweet @RadioRayRTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And we're parked right across the road from the IRFU HQ, and they want a big hello. Hello, everybody, in the Irish Rugby Football Union building. That's on one side, and the other side is the old Jury's Hotel, just so you know where we are. We're on Lansdowne Road, and there's an intersection behind us, and when you go across that road, then there's a level crossing for the Dart, and beyond that is Aviva Stadium, and that's where the magic is going to happen tonight. Anish, Toshe Naum, the Preef Skelton, and Oakta, La Marion Ihulawan. Good Marion, thank you very much. We're broadcasting live from the Roadcaster today. We're on Lansdowne Road ahead of Taylor Swift's first concert tonight in the Aviva Stadium. I'm very excited because I've been told we're going to get a surprise celebrity guest before the end of the show today. I'm also very excited because we have the last Taylor Swift tickets in the country to give away. We announced it on social media, and there was frenetic activity with emails here, there, left and centre, phone calls. Thanks to everybody who contacted us to take part in our Sing for Tay-Tay tickets. Not my words, Sing for Tay-Tay tickets. And we have two contestants in studio. We have Pippa and her mum, Amy. Hello, Pippa.
Hey.
Hey, come into the microphone. Don't be afraid.
Hi.
Hi. So you are, I believe, the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world.
Yeah.
Is that true? Right. And you tried and you tried and you tried to get tickets, but...
we didn't get them.
Was that disappointing?
Yeah.
Yeah. What age are you?
9.
So was today your last day in school?
No, my last day of school was on Tuesday.
Oh, great. So summer holidays.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would make your summer holidays the best summer holidays ever?
Going to Taylor Swift.
Right, no pressure then, no pressure. So, Amy.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, now, are you like Conor Pope? Are you a Taylor Swift fan by association?
I'm a Taylor Swift fan by association. I'm definitely a converted Swiftie.
Yeah.
Only because of Pippa.
Right.
Yeah.
Pippa, tell us what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a Swiftie t-shirt that says 1989.
Which is the name of an album and also the year she was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've lovely sequined and face jewellery stuck to your face, yeah?
Yeah.
Denim shorts with little jewellery on it, yeah?
Yeah.
You look great. You look great.
Thank you.
Do your friends know you're going to be on the radio?
No.
No. Oh, no, right. This all happened very quickly, didn't it?
Yes. Very quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Just to let people know at home, we just put this up on social media yesterday and we made the phone calls and we asked people, it'd be great if you could make it to the Roadcaster. If not, we'll do it on the phone. But Amy and Pippa are here. Good luck.
Thank you.
Last Taylor Swift tickets in the country. There's only one person standing in your way. Eva Coleman.
Hi.
How are you? You're from Charlestown in County Mayo.
Yeah.
And you came up from Mayo today. How'd you get up?
My dad drove me up today.
Right. What's his name?
Vincent.
Vincent. Now, he's been doing his damnedest, hasn't he, to
he
try
has
and get
been
you tickets?
Everything.
Right. What's he do?
Oh, he's been asking everyone we know. He goes around doing the post because he's a postman, asking everyone if they have tickets, if they know anyone with tickets.
All right. So it goes a bit like this. How are you, Ms. Murphy? Here's your post. Do you hear of anybody who might have a Taylor Swift ticket?
Genuinely, yeah.
nothing stern.
No luck, no.
Nothing stern. And you did all the things you were supposed to do.
I tried everything. I had everyone signing up for codes and everything and nothing worked.
Right. What do you do?
I'm in college in Mary Eye doing primary teaching.
Yes. What year are you?
I just finished first year there.
Okay. And what would it mean to you to win these Taylor Swift tickets?
It would mean everything. Yeah. Like, oh, love her so much. She's my favourite singer ever.
And would you, because we were hearing people earlier on, would you know all the lyrics to all the songs?
I'd believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And what about you, Pippa? Would you know all the lyrics to all the songs?
Yeah, I know most of them.
You know most of them, right. Okay, this is the idea now. So, I'm just going to play that. You can bring it down there because I'm going to talk over. So, what's going to happen, right? We've three Taylor Swift songs each for ye. Right, I'm going to play a bit of it. When the music stops, you have to continue. You understand that?
Yeah.
And then we go back and check to see if you're right. So it's a real test of how well you know Taylor Swift songs and how well you know the lyrics. So all you need to know is when the music stops, you start to sing. And whoever gets the most is getting the tickets. And if it's a draw, we have a way of sorting that out as well. Okay, right. This is very exciting. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Nervous?
Yeah.
Eva, excited, nervous?
Very nervous.
Okay. And where's your dad now?
He was too nervous to come with me. He's sitting probably biting his nails listening. Right?
What's his name again, sorry?
Vincent.
Vincent. How are you, Vincent? Yeah, there you go. Right. So, when the music stops, you start to sing. Here's your first question, Pippa and Amy. Good luck with this.
Secrets just to keep you, and I snuck in through the garden gate every night that summer just to seal my fate. Oh, and I'll scream for whatever it's worth. I love you, ain't that the worst thing you ever heard?
Let's see if you're right. You can sing it on. One to Pippa. Good start. Good start. Okay. Eva, from Charlestown and County Mayo. When the music stops, you start to sing. Okay. Good luck.
Never, ever, ever getting back together. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. Go talk to your friends.
You can sing it out, everybody. Well done, Eva. Right. One all. Okay. Well, that's a good start from both of you. Second question for you, Pippa, age 9. Amy, age?
21.
Okay. This is, I'm just making sure I have the right one here. When the music stops, you start to sing.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming. For the last time.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees.
Let's see how you did it there.
It's me.
That's it, anti-hero. Yes, well done too. Good stuff. We're playing for the last Taylor Swift tickets in the country. Whereabouts are you? Louth?
Louth
versus Charlestown.
Yeah.
Eva, your second question. When the music stops, you start to sing.
We got bad blood. You know we used to have mad love. We made a really deep cut. And baby, now we got bad blood.
You can sing.
Thank you.
Let's see if you did it right. Let's see.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Well done. Well done. Do you sing?
No.
Publicly, no. Right. Oh, well, you have done there, but you, yeah, you don't.
Don't say that to me.
Yeah. I suppose for primary school teaching, you have to be musical a bit, don't
you?
You
have to sing everything. Yeah.
To all, it's down to the wire. Down to the wire. Okay, your final question. Pippa, age 9. When the music stops, you start to sing. Good luck with this.
For a moment, I knew cosmic love.
Now I'm down bad crying at the gym. Everything comes out, teenage petulance.
Okay, let's see if you're right.
Now I'm down back crying at the gym.
Everything comes out, teenage petulance. Well done. You can't do any more. That's 3 out of 3. Now, Eva, you're under a bit of pressure here.
Very much so.
Yeah. If you get this right, it takes us to a tie-break situation. Get it wrong and Pippa goes away with the tickets. Good luck with this. When the music stops, you start the sing.
For a fortnight, we were forever going to the song. About her neighbors now.
Let's see how you did.
Sorry.
I know, it's alright.
And for a fortnight, there we were forever running to you sometime.
That's good enough for me. It's 3 all. It's 3 all. It's 3 all. Okay. I have two friendship bracelets in this cup. One of them says tickets.
Oh, you're joking.
And the other one doesn't. Okay? Right. So I'm going to put one in each hand. So I have a friendship bracelet in my left hand, a friendship bracelet in my right hand. Tickets is what you're looking for. Now, Amy, we're going to do it alphabetically. So Amy is before E. Yep. You know that because you're going to be a teacher. So, Amy, which hand do you want? Think about this now. You can chat to your mum about it. Think about it.
Okay, Peppa, you decide.
The left hand?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Left hand. Okay, the word you're looking for on the safety, not the safety, the friendship bracelet is tickets.
Tickets.
Oh my goodness.
You better take that anyway, yeah. Eva.
I'll take a bracelet.
What does it say?
Tickets.
It says tickets as well!
Hello!
Because we have tickets for everybody! Yes, we have tickets for everybody! Yes, 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 yes! So, here we go. Now, Pippa and Amy, two tickets for you to go and see Taylor Swift tonight, tonight. Eva from Charlestown, two tickets for you to go and see Taylor Swift tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What do you think? What do you think about that? Vincent, what do you think about that?
He's crying. I know he's crying.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Delighted. We're delighted. Yeah. Delighted. Yeah. Thanks. Well done to you both. Well done, Pippa. Well done, Amy.
Thank you so
Eva, well
much.
Done. Enjoy the concert.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks bye. Let's take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Broadcasting live from Lansdowne Road today. Taylor Swift is in the Aviva Stadium tonight, and I've been told by the team that I've to expect a surprise celebrity guest in the Roadcaster, and I wouldn't know what to say, what to ask them, you know, like if they did arrive. Now, there's going to be some sort of... It's going to be a limo, obviously, and it's going to be there's probably a number of limos, I would say, and there's going to be security, probably a Garda escort, I would imagine. And she will, because the first one, did I say she will have to do a sound check, and you know, so I'd imagine she's just held up a bit, and that'll be fine. So whoever it is, bring them in there.
Yeah, hat scarves, headbands, get the last of the hat scarves, headbands, and a couple of ponchos. Come on, roll up, I've only a bit of fire left. Make sure you go. Hey, missus, where are you going in without a stetching? You look like a loony. Last of the hat scarves and headbands. Oh, it's Rayo, how are you, Rayo? I didn't realise you were coming. Oh, you're a Swifty, are you? Here, you want a hat start? You Stetson would suit you, Ray. You'd look great in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are you keeping? Go on, you're a good team.
Yeah, go on, you're good.
Absolutely brilliant. Hat scarves, headband. Yeah. I better be on my way, because I've got to flap the rest of this stuff.
I should have known. So you are the surprise celebrity guest, are you?
Oh, yeah, he said I'd come in. They said they'd give me a free tickets for the Late Late Show in September. Everyone that Pat Short's on. So that's going to be every Friday. It's brilliant. Can't wait, Ray. Hat scarves, headbands, come on, even sound the people from Cork. Come on, roll it up. It's Dustin the techie selling the hat scarves and headbands.
Yeah. Is that
and the haters going to hate. Yeah. And the cheaters going to cheat. And the painter's going to paint. And the doctor's going to doctor. And the banker's going to bank. See, I'm a big Swifty fan.
Yeah, you're a big Swifty fan. Yeah, is that official merchandise? Because you know... They're very strict on that thing.
I rang her because I actually, because the gig was nearly cancelled. Not a lot of people know this because the three nights in the Aviva are going to gross. You had Conor Pope in, right? Yes. Wasn't an insufferable boy. What a dull individual. He's on everything as well. It's brutal. Anyway, so the thing is, Taylor's going to make 1.65 million, right?
Right.
From the three nights in the Aviva.
Right.
But the problem is, her hotel room cost her 1.7 million. For the weekend. So I'm after getting into the Red Cow for 1.5 million. So she'll still show a profit. Now, it's not an ensuite. She has to share the bathroom with the Healy Rays. But I didn't show her the picture. Because you know Michael's got the
the trots, the Paul Potts is the kind of, so I wouldn't want her going in there after that, you know what I mean? Yeah, so she's okay. In a shared room. But anyway, but she's going to make money out of the concert, right? That's what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 150,000.
And the haters going to hate.
I love the jacket.
Ah, thanks a million, yeah.
There's a lot of pink around. You see, I made an effort as well.
I was doing it for Pride. Of course, yes. We got the quarterfinals of the GAA. Yes. Dublin has never known the leagues with, right? They've never known the leagues with.
600,000 people
in my
weekend.
Beautiful city, and they're all welcome. Everyone's welcome because Dublin is open for business and we are multicultural. Everyone is welcome to this country. Everyone is welcome to this city. Come and enjoy it. And that's one thing I love about Taylor. She's spreading the love. Steve said it earlier there. Yeah. Like it's good. It's a good advertisement for all of us, you know.
Have I got a friendship bracelet for you?
I actually, funny enough, Ray, I was up all night when I was over with Niamh, myself and Niamh, before we went to bed. I said, we'll make one more, Niamh. And what are you laughing at, Niamh?
Yeah, go on.
Excuse me, I was on the bottom bunk, don't be worried.
Yeah, I know.
I actually did make you a little friendship, babe. I have it here. Have it in me poker. Well, like, go get it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So, there you go. It's messy.
What? Sorry. That's too small.
No, that would fit you. I modelled it on my own list. It'd be grand. If any of this isn't television, you could be back in your Saturday night chat show. Oh, you'd be getting loads of viewers then, right? Is that back in the autumn schedule? Is it a big launch?
No, it's not. No, it's
oh,
not.
It's going to be huge, right?
Yeah.
Tell you, after all the hassles RT have, and they hear you're coming back to your chat show, that'll cure everything.
Well, you never know. Yeah. Fast. It says fast.
Yeah.
What's the reference there?
Well, it said swift. You see? See what I did there?
No.
Clean it. Do you see what I did there? Would you explain it to him?
Yes, I did, Dustin.
Thanks a million. And it was great last night, wasn't it? Over in Niamh's gaff.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. Don't clean us on the pot of bunk as well.
Yeah.
Like, you're fierce. Fierce, making them.
Now, can I just warn you here, because that's my responsibility, because I'm the adult in this relationship.
Yeah.
That Taylor Swift's people are very strict on merchandise. They've booked out the Three Arena. They're selling their own merchandise, hats, T-shirts,
it's
cardigans.
It's all official, right? It's all being all clear. Official, don't touch the tickets, the ink hasn't dried. Your competition winners, do they have a place to stay if they don't get in?
What do you mean?
Well, I organised the tickets for the giveaway.
Oh, Jenny Mackers. Neve.
Nothing Neve doesn't know about Taylor Swift. Nothing at all.
Now, listen.
Can I tell you something? Yes, you know this, right? Now, Taylor Swift is in the top five artists of all longevity concerts, right?
Longevity concerts?
Yeah, I got the list. I did a bit of work for it.
Right, okay,
right, so at number five is a band called The Eagles.
Yes.
Right?
Well, Hotel California, yes.
Yeah, all that, right. They play for 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh,
right?
I see. The longest concert. Yeah, time, duration.
Harry Styles is at number four, right?
How long is his?
His is 3 hours, 20 minutes.
Right.
And then the beautiful, brilliant Taylor Swift, all the Swifties will know, 3 hours 30 to 3 hours 40, right?
Okay.
And then we have our own homegrown. Well, we've adopted him, you know. He's not so much New Jersey, he's more New Ross now. Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
4 hours, 10 minutes.
Wow.
And the top of the list is Lionel Richie.
The longest concert ever, Lionel Richie.
Yeah, he plays all night long. You see what I did there? You see what I did there, Clara? I set it up. See what I did there? All night long. Come on, come on, all night. Oh, what a feeling. We'll be dancing. All right, I'll get me coat. But you're all fell.
Yeah, no, fairness. Look, Kay Foley.
Clean. She's still running. Clean up an aisle four, please. She's loving
it. I honestly believed you, Dawson. I was like, oh my goodness, I never knew Lionel Richie was like.
Yeah.
All night long. I love it.
Hello. Hello.
All night. We should do it.
You're
Clean. You're a bit off key there, Clean.
Yeah, I need to tune up a bit.
No, Justin, just so you know. Fiona, Simon, together in music and in life.
Not last Tuesday. Coppers, right? We're not live.
Oh my God.
She's a great kisser.
Kay has been on from Kilkenny. She says, I'm the furthest thing from a Taylor Swift fan you will ever meet. That was such a nice thing to do. Well done, Radar Show team. Thank God you had Taylor Swift tickets for both fans. Well, we knew what we were doing. I'm crying here, so happy for the two very talented young ladies, Eva and Pippa. I've become a Swiftie at the ripe old age of 59. Kay Foley in Kilkenny.
Well, Kay, if you're going to the concert, enjoy it. If not, just look and put it. Bang on Spotify and bang out the tunes.
It's also the concert's available on Disney as well, isn't it? The thing. Have you watched that?
Yeah, of course I have. Yeah, Mickey Mouse.
I've never
it's a bit Mickey Mouse, but I watched it anyway.
I've never seen you in pink before.
Well, I with Pride this weekend as well. Yeah. All my friends are up the LGBT. Everyone's, I say, Dublin is open for business and we love everyone equally because everyone is equal.
Cleona's going to sing us a song. We'll chat to you more after that. What are you going to sing us, Cleona?
You Belong With Me. I want to dedicate this one to Dustin.
Thanks a million. Simon, can you leave the room?
You play guitar, yeah.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend, she's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night, listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. She'll never know your story like I do. But she wore short skirts, I wore t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you, been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me, you belong with me. Walk in the streets with you and your worn out jeans. I cannot think and this is how it ought to be. Laughing on a park bench, thinking to myself, isn't this easy? And you've got a smile that can light up this old town. Haven't seen it in a while since you brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you better than that. Hey, what you doing with a girl like that? She wears high heels, I wear sneakers. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you, been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me. Standing by and waiting at your back door all this time, how could you not know, baby? You belong with me. You belong with me. You belong with me. That's it, Dustin.
You belong with me.
Oh yeah.
Keep on trying.
I'm trying.
You drive into my house in the middle of the night. I'm the one who makes you laugh when you know you're about to cry. I know your favorite songs and you tell me about your dreams. Think I know where you belong, think I know it's here with me. Can't you see that I'm the one who understands you? Been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me. Standing by and waiting at your back door all the time, how could you not know, baby? You belong with me. You belong with me.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Yes. Cleona Hagen.
Wow, Cleona, that was beautiful.
CleonaHagen.com.
That was gorgeous.
CountryMusicTours.ie for more information. Thanks so much, Cleona. Thanks, Simon. Thanks for coming along.
Brilliant. Thanks, Cleona. And Simon.
Now, Sinead Unicorn, where are you now?
Well, I'm at the Lansdowne Road, Shelburne Road junction at the moment, and people are heading in every direction. There's the orange route, the purple route, the red route, the blue route, the green route. When I last left you, I was up by Gate D, and it was about 4 o'clock when they decided to let people in, and I was up at the top of the queue at that stage, and everyone just bolted. People are eating chips, people are selling cowboy hats, people are selling sunglasses, heart-shaped sunglasses, of course, on brand, and it's just electric around here. Everyone seems to be in a good mood.
Don't buy from any of them. I'll undercut any of them prices, so don't be buying from any of them cowboys. And I literally mean it. See how many steps in this hat.
Do you have any feather boas, Dustin?
I'll use my own plumage for you, especially tonight.
Do the flap flaps there, and we'll collect a few feathers.
Gillette, the best a turkey can get.
Sinead, thanks so much. Go on, go
slon.
Slon, 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 slon.
Imagine that, right? Eating chips and things.
Yeah, imagine.
Going all directions. We're going all directions to where cleaning.
Cleona.
That's what I said, Cleona.
Yeah. Thanks very much to everybody here. Thanks to Grace and Louise and Aaron and friendship bracelet maker and producer in charge, Niamh Hassel, who drove the whole thing. Patter's here on sound. Niall's back at bass. So too is Ciarán Sinead.
And Patter's going to Ciarán's going to take. And the painter's going to
If you're going along to the Aviva Stadium, enjoy it. Whatever you're doing over the weekend, 600,000 people in Dublin.
Enjoy it.
That's it from us. We'll talk to you on Monday. Cormac's on the way with Drive Time. Thanks, Dustin. Thank you so
thank
much.
You really,
thanks,
Cleona. Thanks,
thanks, Simon. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.